This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we have in the studio our next guest. We have Marina Portia, who's an opera singer, who's here to talk about her show, El Vito. And we also have Julian Wade with us, who also talked about the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're more than welcome. Now, we like to start off the show a little bit by talking about a little bit of background for yourselves.
Okay.
And also just how you got into the arts and what you're doing now, you know, where your love came from. So, Marina, if we can start with you,
well,
how did it all start for you?
How did it all start? I mean, I think for most people that are involved in the arts, you start from when you're very small, dreaming and, you know, thinking and singing or playing, or, you know, and it all starts from there. You start to develop a passion, and that passion takes you through the hard times, because every artist has hard times, and I certainly have. So it took me from, actually I'm born in New Zealand, it took me from there with to Australia, to Brisbane, where I graduated from the Queensland Con, and then I carried on there to go to London and studied with Vera Rocha, who was Kiri Tikanua's teacher, and she taught many famous people. And then I kind of lost my way for a couple of years, ended up in Italy, met my husband there, married, found teachers there, and then after a period of years, we came back to Australia. I set up in Brisbane thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm a mum now, and you know, I'm just going to teach and perhaps do less in the singing. And somehow through friends, I had the encouragement of friends who said, Marina, why aren't you singing anymore in public? I'm like, well, you know, I'm a mum now, and you know, no. So I got up the courage after a six-year break to sing in front of an audience. I did a recital, and I really was nervous, and I didn't expect anything at all. And to my surprise, at the end of the recital, to my shock, everyone was on their feet. And it was, for me, like a light bulb moment of, oh, my God, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I missed this so much. I felt like it completed me in some way. So with the encouragement of the public and these people, I was led to creating this show, which highlights things that I absolutely am so passionate about. I'm brought up by Croatian immigrants, so I'm very passionate about languages, about bringing people together from all kinds of backgrounds. And I've always loved the sounds of different languages, and I love the sounds that those languages encourage through music. So through my show, I've chosen songs from Brazil, from Spain, and France too. We've got the Carmen from France, but all of these languages, I refuse to sing in English, like songs that, because I truly believe that in some way, if you change it to English, the harmony, you are interfering with the harmony. So it doesn't sound as beautiful.
And they're songs from operas?
They are art songs, classical art songs.
Right. Only one of them is from an opera.
That's right.
The Carmen.
Yeah. Okay. So there's one opera song, and most of them are classical art songs, and that's what I wanted to promote, because everyone's very fixated on opera, and it's a wonderful genre, but not much is done really for art song through other genres.
Right.
Like we've got things like Mamma Mia out there. We've got things like Carole King songs coming through. Why can't we do something special with a show promoting art song with a storyline?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
There you go. Now before we get onto the actual show, Julian, you're the pianist.
Yes.
In this show. And how long have you been working together?
Well, actually, we met in early 2017 in Brisbane. I had graduated from the Queensland Conservatorium, Griffith University, by then. And Marina was in the process of developing this show, and I hadn't known her back then. And Marina asked a mutual friend of ours, the lovely Amber Evans, a singer, and if she knew any pianist around that would be suited for the role of this one woman show. And Amber introduced us together, and the rest was history.
Right,
so we haven't known each other for many years, but it feels like we've known each other for a lifetime.
And the style of music is something that you really enjoy as well?
Absolutely. As a pianist, I try to be as versatile as possible and not just reduce myself to the genre of classical music, even though classical music itself is a very diverse genre.
Yep.
But I like playing jazz, pop music as well, and especially improvising. And this sort of style of music with the art songs provides me this opportunity to improvise on a lot of music, make up some of the chords and fill in the background.
Now, what do you mean by art songs?
Art song, well, it's a type of genre that's opposed to opera, where they are theatrics on stage and acting. Art song consists of classical style songs that are performed like a recital on stage, written by classical composers. But what Marina has done with these songs is written her own one-woman show with dialogue and videos in between.
Marina, give us an idea of what the dialogue is. What are you telling? What's the story you're telling?
Well, the dialogue is, for example, to introduce one of the songs, I'll take on the part of Maria, and she'll say something like, "Nyapope is the name of a beautiful exotic bird from Brazil. This bird was very rare and desired by all the tribes. One day, a young man out hunting sees Nyapope. He shoots his arrow and wounds her. But her bird partner comes to her rescue, and she manages to fly away with him. Like this, she becomes a legend." And then Julian will start the introduction to the song. All the dialogue is based on the poetry of every single song. So it seems like I'm like just Maria telling this story of going from song to song. But what I'm feeding the audience is exactly what every song is about through the dialogue.
Right, okay.
And this is interjected at times with Jada, who is the alter ego, or the thing that holds I think everyone has it. I know it can sound like a cliche thing, but don't we all have that somebody or thing inside of us saying, "Oh, you can't do that," or "Who do you think you are?" Or, "Oh no, you're too old," or "Oh no, you're too young," or "Oh no,
you're fringe.
You should go, yeah, you should do this," or "You should do..." Like, we've all got something or someone, even ourselves, you know, we are the first to sabotage ourselves and say, "Oh, what? No, I can't do that."
Mm.
So there's this other character called Jada that's there, and she appears on the video going, "What do you think you're doing? You can't do that. She's dreaming. She's on another planet." You know, so there's she appears, and yeah, so that, you know, that happens. And and so I hoped with El Vito, I hope to not interfere with the purity and the masterpieces that are available by offering them in their pure form, not making it into some kind of pseudo-classical entertainment, but it's actually offering people pure theatre. And my wish with this is to uplift the soul,
right,
to uplift the soul and also to show people that there's other repertoire out there. Just like we have a song by Carmen Vasconcelos, a song that I found totally by chance, a song that I could not find anywhere, that by contacting someone from Brazil, 4 months later, he just gave me out of his general, this song written by a woman composer, and without this song, I wouldn't have this show. So, you know, these songs, every single one of them, are so important. Yep.
They mean something to you. Yeah.
They are beauty. Yep. They are beauty. Anyone will appreciate them.
And have you been to the Butterfly Club yet?
Yes, we went yesterday.
And what did you think?
Oh, my God.
It's going to suit what you're doing.
Oh, my God, it's perfect. Yeah, yeah. I was so shocked. I'm like, oh, my God. This. And can you believe it? The Butterfly Club. Like, I've chosen the name for my former persona, Mariposa, which means butterfly in Spanish. Wow. I mean, how...
That's fantastic.
It's incredible.
So you're there March 11th, 13th, 14th, 15th and 16th.
That's correct,
Virtually now.
Virtually now. So we need people, every new performer, every new artist needs people to support them. So I'm asking all of you wonderful people out there to come and support us, to show your love for new shows, something very, very different, but I guarantee that you will get our hearts.
Well, Melbourne people will always like to go out there and support something new and different.
Oh, it's wonderful.
But thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And can't wait to hear the music.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks very much. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.